Amazon's stock hits $1,000, the latest sign of tech strength in the market.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Your 401k has no doubt gotten a boost this year if it includes Amazon.com. The online retail giant stock cracked the $1,000 mark for the first time on Tuesday, an indication of how strong Amazon and the technology sector in general have been in 2017. Joining us is Ben Eisen, MoneyBeat reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Ben, as you write, Amazon has been on a roll. As of Tuesday morning, how much has it risen this year?
Amazon's up a lot this year. It's up by almost a third, 33%, which sounds like a lot, but it's also sort of risen in tandem with the broader tech sector, which has really gotten a boost. It's up about 20%, the S&P 500 tech sector, and stocks like Apple and Netflix are up even more than that.
Yeah, other tech stocks, as you say, have been strong, namely, you know, Facebook, Google parent Alphabet.
Yeah, exactly. These are names that have been on people's minds for a number of years, but the so-called FANG stocks, the Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, whose parent is Alphabet. All of these stocks that term was kind of coined in 2015 because these stocks were sort of rising astronomically, and that trade appears to be kind of back on in 2017.
Now, you say that the S&P 500 information tech sector is up around 20%. Is Amazon technically part of that group? It's in the S&P 500, but not in the info tech sectors.
It's not. Yeah, that's a good point. It's actually a consumer discretionary stock, even though it's people think of it as sort of an internet giant. I guess because it involves a lot of retailing, it's kind of in that other sector, and it really dwarfs all the other retailers that have kind of been struggling.
Is that the best performing sector in the S&P 500? Did you say?
Information technology is, yeah. And it's also the most heavily weighted. It makes up almost a quarter of the S&P 500 at this point, a 23% weighting in terms of the whole broader market cap of the S&P 500.
Isn't there a special weighting as well to those so-called FANG stocks, the four stocks? Don't they make up a larger part of market cap as far as the S&P 500 is concerned?
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, just because of how much these stocks have risen over the last five or so years, the market cap has grown by a decent amount. Those four stocks used to make up about 3% back in 2012 of the broader S&P 500 market cap, and now they're about 7.5%. And that's pretty crazy when you think about it, that this is just four stocks and they make up that much of a 500-stock index in terms of market cap.
Amazon, of course, is expensive, but not the most expensive in the S&P 500. We've talked about Alphabet. Alphabet was knocking on 1,000's door as we speak. Yep. Talk about some of the other really pricey stocks.
So Amazon is the second most expensive stock in the S&P 500, actually. Priceline, which has a stock price that's well over $1,000, that is that holds the title of the most expensive. But then once you go outside of the S&P 500, you get some with even more pricey stock prices. Seaboard, a company that actually has very few shares outstanding, relatively speaking, but the stock price is very high. It's over $3,000, almost $4,000. And then, of course, the most expensive stock out there in the U.S. is Berkshire Hathaway, which has a share that's Warren Buffett's company, and that's got one class of its shares. The stock price is almost $250,000.
Looks like a typo.
I know, it's crazy. Well, Warren Buffett is actually sort of one of these people who's been generally very opposed to splitting shares. So the shares weren't always $250,000. They were single digits many years ago, but they've steadily grown over time. And because they've never split that share, it's where it is today.
I'm speaking with Ben Eisen of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. Ben, you write in the article that share price alone indicates next to nothing about the value of a company.
It's interesting because a lot of people kind of have this view that the higher a stock price is, the better the company is doing. And that's not necessarily the case. It's really about how much it's changing on a relative basis. And actual share price doesn't really signal all that much. It used to be in favor to split stocks over time once your company got to a certain stock price because, you know, a lower share price was thought to make it more accessible to a retail investor. And it was just sort of a rite of passage for a company. But these days, that's not exactly something that companies prioritize anymore, especially because of the way stock trading has changed, the way people pay commissions, that kind of thing. It doesn't really make sense for a lot of companies to split stocks, they've found. So what you found is the average stock price in the S&P 500 has actually kind of drifted up over the last couple years, last decade or so. Not that that necessarily says anything about what these companies are doing. I mean, if you look at market cap, the market capitalization of a company is a function of how many shares are outstanding, yeah, and the actual share price itself, that can give an indication of how the company is growing or shrinking. And but when you think about splitting a stock, cutting a stock price in half and multiplying the number of shares by two, that doesn't do anything to the market cap. And that's something that companies have increasingly realized.
Yeah. The rise of the tech sector is also a signal that growth stocks are back in vogue. Has this led to worries that we may experience another dot-com bubble?
I think there is a little bit of fear on the margins. You've heard some people start to express that, though not that we're necessarily there, but that we could be getting there if these run-up in stock prices continues. At the same time, tech companies are growth companies at the moment. Companies like Amazon, they've been profitable for a decent amount of time. Companies like Apple have really been getting more and more profitable, Facebook. And it's hard to find a growth stock in this kind of economy where generally economic growth is pretty sluggish. Yeah. So it's something that people are, when they find something, they really pile in, which it's hard to see where it goes from here. But yeah, I mean, I think some people are getting a little bit worried.
Wall Street Journal MoneyBeat reporter Ben Eisen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Stay in the know. Check back for updates several times a day. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.